We've got what we expected, a huge increase in applications, 10%, but we've got an even bigger increase in the top grades than we expected, 0.8 percentage point increase, 26.5% of A-levels now awarded an A, which means that there's really, really stiff competition. And what's concerning some people today in the picture that's emerging that we're talking about today is about private schools and how they have increased at disproportionately high rate. So half of A-levels awarded in private schools got an A this year compared to 20% in comprehensives. And when you've got this huge competition and the gap widening between private and state schools, private school kids are going to cement their hold over the university places. And all the efforts that have been made over the last 10 years to encourage kids from poorer backgrounds could be reversed, just because there aren't enough places.
Is there any leeway for admissions officers to apply a bit of discretion and allow, state schools to have some sort of preference if he's faced with two similar students?
Well, all that kind of flexibility has gone out the window this year. So what students were finding yesterday was that when they missed their place just by one grade, in previous years, you could call up the admissions tutor and basically talk your way in. This year, there was no kind of space for that because everybody was meeting their grades and because there were so many applicants. So it gets much harder for an admissions officer to look at two candidates and take the candidate with slightly lower marks because they went to a much less academically rigorous school and are clearly kind of naturally brighter. It's much harder to justify those decisions in this kind of climate.
What's the reason for the disproportionately high number of A grades at private school? I mean, why are they going up? Why are there more this year?
Well, this wasn't the case last year. Last year, actually, comprehensive state schools were increasing faster. So, this it is a real concern. You can only really speculate why they're going up faster. I mean, competition is very tough between private schools and they market themselves on how many kids go to the top universities. So they could be intensifying efforts. I don't want to do the comprehensives down because they have done really well and they have still improved the number of A grades. It's just not as fast as the private schools have. And those figures are really startling. 50%, more than 50% of A-levels in private schools are now awarded an A, 20% in comps.